As we sung this, the song, the third verse we didn't sing, but I'd like to read that before we get into the message this morning. Where it says, "Where is there a Lord so gracious, who would do as thou hast done, who with thine own blood so precious for my sins didst once atone? Ought I not be faithful to him, who for me his life thus gave, in deep love give honor due him, and be truly till death and grave?" Before we look into God's word, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that you have set another day aside for us to come around your word. And we ask and pray, Heavenly Father, that you would help us to remove those thoughts that would hinder us from listening to what you would have to speak to us. And Heavenly Father, that as we leave this place in this day, that we may apply your words to our lives. Lord, I ask and pray that you would give me the words to speak, Lord. Help me, Heavenly Father, to be on task and on target, and that my thoughts, Lord, would be directed to your word and to your will. And Lord, and that what I say would be to your honor and glory and not for me. And I pray for those, Lord, that are not here today. Pray for those that did not want to come. Pray for those that could not make it. Lord, only reasons known to you. And we ask and pray that through your spirit that you may convict them, encourage them, and strengthen them. Lord, bless us in this morning, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So the past 2 weeks at work have been really, really challenging. We're going through a new computer system change. And for those of you that know how that goes, can be very stressful and difficult, on top of which dealing with people can be very trying. The Lord's laid on my heart and has convicted me to speak on a topic that I'll just give you a... Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 14. And I said that because the verse that what we're going to be looking and discussing with the Lord's help this morning, Hebrews chapter 12. And the word that I'm thinking about and that I'd like to talk about this morning is patience. And this word is I don't know that I can maybe put my arms around it, because patience is something that we can see from the young ones. And the reason why I said, are we there yet, are we there yet, are we there yet, if you ever had children and you're traveling, you know, you're on a road trip for the first 15, 20 minutes, mom, how much longer, are we there yet, are we there yet, are we there, we're almost there, are we there? So the Lord's laid on my heart this morning to talk about patience. And that is from the youngest to the oldest. So if you can turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12, I'd like to read the entire chapter with the help of the Lord. And it says, "Wherefore, seeing all we also are compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily doth beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such a contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. Ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us and gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Therefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest they which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness with which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligent, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For ye are not come to the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor blackness, and darkness, and tempest. The sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they heard, entreated that they should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so such as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. So terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto a Mount Zion, unto the city of a living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better than that of Abel. Seeing that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for they escape not whom refused him that spoke on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven? Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removal of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, and those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. You know, as I was going through, I was reading this as a kid growing up. You know, we were doing, when we got a little bit of ruley out of hand sometimes, or that we needed that patience. In Serbian, the word is strpljenje, right? Strpljenje. The word in Romanian, rabdare. Thank you. I didn't do German. I didn't do Hungarian. But because of our the people that are here. What is patience? Patience is the state of assurance under difficult circumstances. And I'm sure that perhaps this morning, maybe not this morning, maybe yesterday, maybe in this past week, somewhere you didn't have that patience that you probably should have had. To be patient is to have the willingness to endure discomfort without complaint. Some other definitions of patience is forbearance, fortitude, composure, submission, endurance, tolerant, self-control, passiveness, calmness, yielding, long-suffering, moderation, perseverance, persistence. Did you think of any one of these words as your defining definition of patience. And as I was thinking about patience, then I thought the opposite of being impatient. And what is that? To be impatient is to be unwilling, unable, or unwilling to wait. Being anxious, being eager, being irritable, being restless, being testy, being curt, demand, or hasty. In this past week, were you any of these? I was. And as I thought of Scripture with the definition that we read about being patient and then not being patient, then there's one more spectrum of being overly patient, if you will. Because how does this fit within our lives? If we're unconcerned, somebody that's unconcerned, unenthusiastic, controlled, easygoing, laid back, tolerance. And I thought to myself, is that what God wants me to be as far as patient is concerned? Are those the definitions that he wants me to be? I don't think so. And as I was reading, my mind thought, or the Lord's led me to Hebrews 12. And he's encouraging us and you to run this race with patience that is set before us. We have a great cloud of witnesses that are cheering us on, that are encouraging us. But so many times the devil and Satan will put obstacles in our way that will discourage us, and we lose that patience. I was also reminded of James 5:7. And I want to read James 5:7 that talks about the patience of the saints. It says, Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it, until he receives the early and the latter rain. Be also patient. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth at the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. One of the attributes, or I guess one of the characteristics of being patient, is to endure. And to endure is to be patient. Scripture tells us that patience is a virtue. I read a quote that said, "What good has impatience ever brought you? It has only served as the mother of mistakes and the father of irritation." Can you remember a time that you were impatient and you acted out on that of being impatient? And what was the outcome, or what were the results? Not good. Not good. And we're encouraged. We're encouraged to be patient. I'd like to point out a couple of illustrations of people in the Bible that were patient and that were not patient. I'm going to first start off with Satan. And I'm going to start off with saying that patience are one of the things that leads, or that is always tied in to sin. You see, Satan wanted to be somebody great. He didn't want to be patient and see what God had for him, but he wanted to be like God. Hence, he was cast out from heaven. And we have the separation. God created heaven and earth, 7 days. He said it was good. He made man, he made Adam. He saw that it wasn't good for Adam to be alone, so he gave Adam, made Eve through with his rib. The fall of man through Adam and Eve is because of their impatience. God told them, you can eat out of every tree except for the one. The one which is the one of knowledge of the good and evil. But no, we see the impatience of man where Eve took the apple, she ate it and gave it to Adam, and they both ate of that fruit, and the result was the expulsion from the garden that God had placed them in. Talk about Abraham. Abraham waited 100 years. Abraham and Sarah. Abraham was promised that he would be the father. He would have a son. And through him, his seed would be the sand of the sea, Scripture tells us. But they waited 100 years before they had this child. That's patience. Recently, we talked about Joseph. Here's a man that went from the pit to a prison. Spent 14 years in prison for something, for a sin, for something he did not commit. That took patience. Job. If we talk about Job, he waited a lifetime. We know the story of Job. Satan came to God and says, take everything away from me and he's going to curse you. And God said, you can touch everything but his soul. You can take everything but him, but from him but his soul. And we know the trials that he went through. We know the sorrow and the heartache that he went through. And in verse 10 of chapter 42 in Job, Scripture tells us he restored twice as much of what he had when he first started. How about Noah? We think about Noah. God told Noah to build an ark because there's going to be a flood and he's going to cover this earth. For 120 years, people are mocking him and ridiculing him. There's no rain. Where's this flood coming from? But Noah had patience. And we think about, there was a man in the New Testament when Christ was born. The Scripture tells us that the Spirit told him he would not die until he saw the birth of Christ. His name was Simeon. To wait a lifetime, not knowing when this baby would be born, the Savior of the world. When you think of Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul first wasn't very patient. We know his story. We know that he persecuted the church. We know that he went around and he was putting the Christians in prison. And then when God stopped him and spoke to him and redirected that energy that he had from persecution to being that advocate for him. And then when Apostle Paul writes to the churches and he encourages to be patient, did you know that patience is actually one of the fruits of the Spirit? Galatians 5:22 says, "But of the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, patience." Patience is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, not the fruit of the human spirit. You and I cannot have that patience. We are impatient. We want it now. But if we have the fruit of the Spirit within us, if we have the Spirit within us and the fruits that we produce, one of them would be patience. We talked about Peter in Bible class this morning, how God was patient with Peter. He took Peter from being a fisherman to being his disciple. And then carrying him through his failures, being patient with him through his failures, and then encouraging him and giving him hope. And we talked about that in Bible class this morning. And I think the ultimate example of patience that we can talk about is Jesus Christ. And if we go back and we look at his life, when he was growing up, the patience that he had, even to the end, and as he was going through the trials, as he's being mocked, as he's in front of Pilate, as he's being in front of all these counselors, and then the Jewish leaders being beat and spat, suffering for you and for me. That's patience. I don't know how many of us could have that type of patience. And then Christ spending the time with the disciples, being patient with all his disciples and all the people that were around him. You know, we think of when he's in the midst of a group of a large crowd, that the woman that came and touched him, and he turned around, "Who touched me?" The one that touched just but the hem of his garment, she would be saved. And he was patient with her. So how do we deal with patience in our lives? You know, I know there are many phrases out there, and one that I spoke of, are we there yet? Are we there? Are we there yet? There are times that my wife sometimes will pray, "Lord, give me patience for this man." And the patience that we need is patience with our children and our spouses. Guys, how is it that we can go fishing for hours on end and not catch anything, but then soon when our children or our wives come around, our temper gets really short? And it's not only fishing, it's anything else that we do that we find pleasure in, and all of a sudden we change, right? But we're encouraged. Apostle Paul in 1 Colossians 1:10 says that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. But to the Thessalonians, Apostle Paul commands them, and he commands us. 5:14 says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men." That's a challenge, especially for somebody that's rubbing you the wrong way, especially for somebody that has done something to you that just didn't sit right or that offended you. Have you ever thought, well, maybe I should try to be patient towards them that are not patient towards me? And that can be very difficult. It's difficult. And sometimes our patience for God, towards God, can be challenging. There's something that we want or something that we need or something that we're asking of the Lord, whether it's a job, whether it's our health, whether it's something with the children or our spouses, and we don't get an answer from him or we don't see it or don't hear it. And that's because we have the tendency to see things only through our own point of view. We don't see the big picture. Patience with God involves faith. And to exercise faith is to surrender final control, all of your control, to him. The lack of faith is to give one's desire for control. So our patience with God would only be as strong as our ability to overcome this desire. James 1, 2 through 4 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect," or complete, "and entire, wanting nothing." So patience is a virtue. It's difficult, but for Christians as you and I, it's very important. Every day, our patience gets tested. We hope, and we must be mindful of the process of sanctification, of how God is working in us, through us, and through our difficulties. Because even the tiny annoyances can make us more and more like Jesus. I've heard a comment this morning, "Wow, traffic was really bad this morning coming in." And I know there's many that travel for work and back and forth, and when we're on the freeways, the 5, the 405, the 15, the 210, do I need to go on 91? At any time of the day, you can sit in traffic and say, "Where are all these people going?" This can be the trying of our patience. But we're encouraged, as we read in Hebrews. It's the patience, it's the endurance The patience. You know, verse 2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." He's our example. And if we have the fruit, if we have the Spirit within us, then it's that Spirit working within us to produce patience, one with each other. So as we leave this place, and the next time you find yourself in a state of being impatient, we need to consider Jesus, who was patient in every circumstance, so that we can change from being impatient to being patient. May God bless his word to our minds.